This is Tomer with the local news for Saturday, May 28th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org to see more and get links to all the local stories. Noam Schemberman reports in the New York Times that Verizon and its striking employees reached an agreement May 27th. The Labor Department said both sides were translating the agreement into language that can be ratified by the Communication Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, who have had nearly 40,000 workers on strike for several weeks. Read the full story in the New York Times. Alana Medlock has these reports.
William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that many speakers at a state public service commission hearing May 26th about the state's energy policy did not like the current plans to use nuclear power. 16 people attended the public hearing about the state's Reforming the Energy Vision plan. The plan includes wind and solar power systems, creating microgrids for communities, and developing bioenergy sources and nuclear power as ways to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases by 40% by the year 2030 and 80% by 2050. Dutchess County legislator Joel Tyner said, quote, "We're talking about real kids getting real cancer from nuclear reactors that you are promoting. We're talking about real mothers dealing with real infant mortality issues and their babies dying from nuclear reactors that you and your organization are promoting," end quote. Kenneth Ponza, a former Woodstock town councilman, was the only speaker who supported nuclear power plants, specifically near Lake Ontario. Quote, "The Jenna and Fitzpatrick nuclear plants combined represent about 1,500 megawatts of capacity and will generate about 12,000 gigawatt hours of zero carbon electricity," he said. Quote, "If these plants close, this amount of zero carbon generation would increase the already formidable requirement for renewable generation by 36%, end quote. Jennifer Metzger, a Rosendale town councilwoman and co-founder of the group Citizens for Local Power, said, quote, "It's also about the impact of fossil fuel infrastructure on our communities. The town of Rosendale is fighting a project to build pipelines carrying fracked and volatile Bakken crude oil through our lands and water. We and other communities along the Pilgrim Path will bear the risk for a project that directly contradicts New York's climate and energy goals," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Jordan Carleo Evangelist reports in the Albany Times-Union that the proposal to criminalize refusing additional security screenings at Albany International Airport met with much opposition at a public hearing May 24th, and County Attorney Daniel Lynch says the proposal likely violates the Fourth Amendment. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple requested the law at the request of the Transportation and Safety Administration's Upstate Airport Security Director. Apple believes terrorists should not be able to test security procedures by leaving lines when asked for additional screenings. The county legislature's Public Safety Committee tabled the legislation after hearing the opposition at the hearing. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union.
Philip Grant has this report.
The Pew Research Center is reporting a majority of American adults get their views on social media, according to a study conducted early this year by the center. Among the 62% who get their news from Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, and Tumblr, 18% do so often. Facebook is by far the largest social networking site, reaching 67% of all U.S. adults. The two-thirds of Facebook users who get news via the site amount to 44% of the general population. Pew found social media news consumers still get news from other sources. Roughly 2 out of the 10 Facebook users also get their news from radio, and about 3 in 10 tune in to local TV. You can read that full story in journalism.org.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts a 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m. Saturday. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a high near 85 and a low around 67. Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are more likely, mainly after 8 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 84 and a low around 64 Sunday. Then on Memorial Day, there's a 60% chance of showers or thunderstorms, mostly cloudy Monday with a high near 76 is the forecast. You're listening to 90.7 WGXC listener-supported Creative Community Radio, Green, Columbia, Ulster, Dutchess, Albany, Rensselaer, Schoharie counties in western Massachusetts.